This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, it's the morning mess. It's time for another one. Can we all say good morning to Leah?
Morning!
Good morning. Hi.
How are you, love?
I'm doing okay, considering, but I have some things to share and I need a little bit of help.
What do you have to share?
I have some information from a friend. It feels like a terrible game of telephone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping the information isn't true, but it does sound like my boyfriend's cheating on me.
What is this info that you're getting and from who?
So, my boyfriend's in a wedding and his ex happens to be in a wedding too.
Oh.
Dang.
I'm not, like, close with the bride and groom. I don't know them well. I just know them through him. And, you know, I know that he and his ex are still kind of friends. It's been fine. It hasn't been a big deal, but now they're spending a lot of time together with this wedding.
Are you worried that they're doing something pre-wedding, or what's going on?
Yeah. So last weekend, they had their bachelor and bachelorette parties together in Vegas. And I wasn't invited because, you know, I'm not close with them. And they're all like my boyfriend's high school best friends.
He could have taken you as a plus one, though.
I thought of that too, but I also had work, so it was kind of like, it was fine. Until, like, I knew his ex was going, and I hated the idea, but he told me that he can't stand her, and he doesn't even want to, like, look at her the entire week.
That's a player way. Okay.
Yeah. So I ended up getting, like, this random DM from just some person. I don't know who it was, but it was a woman, and she had told me that Ryan and Brandy had disappeared somewhere together, and she thought that she'd let me know what my boyfriend was really doing this week.
I'm playing hide the rabbit.
Stop it.
It's a magic trick.
Wait, and then what do you do when you get this DM? Like, the first thing I would do is probably call my boyfriend just to be like, what are you doing?
Well, like, it was later in that weekend, so he was going to be home very shortly. And I was just really strange. Like, I went to go write this chick back, and then she blocked me. Like, I couldn't find her.
Oh, she blocked you?
Yep.
She got cold feet. She's like, ooh.
Oh, or it was a fake account, and it's just his ex-girlfriend trying to break you two up.
Right.
Oh.
Do you know why they broke up in the first place?
She's crazy.
She's crazy. Okay.
Oh, really? That's what they all say.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, who really knows?
I married my crazy lady. Her name is Amber. All right. So, obviously, wow. You think he is still seeing her on the side, and maybe something happened with this little...
Well, he came home, okay. And I confronted him.
Mm-hmm.
About the issues, and he was in full denial mode. He told me that that never happened, and he thinks that, like, Brandy's friends are just trying to start some drama.
Because they would like them see them back together again?
I think so.
Dang.
Or they don't like me, you know, whatever the
Okay. Well, this is my favorite part about staycation setups. From what we know, we're doing a side chick staycation setup. So we want to call this girl, his high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to call her, offer a free romantic stay, and see who she wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, if she says your man, then he's most likely cheating on you.
Right. Well, I'm praying for her that she says that it's not him, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, we have counseling services on standby, but regardless, girl, just know that we are here for you, and we're going to find out what's going on with this ex-girlfriend of your man. Staycation setup, the side chick edition, is coming up next to the Morning Mess.
Morning Mess is back with a staycation setup, side chick staycation setup. My goodness.
Oh, Lord.
So we talked to Leah, and she suspects her man is cheating with his ex, Brandy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he got invited to come out in his friend's wedding. Now, these are friends that were friends with his ex-girlfriend. They're both coming out in a wedding. And guess what? They have a joint bachelor-bachelorette party happening in Vegas. So Leah had to stay behind. She had to work or what have you. Then she got hit up on Instagram from this lady, kind of give you a heads up, right, Leah?
Just a total random chick giving me a heads up. And I tried to respond back, and then I was blocked. I don't know who it was.
That's so weird. But the message was that your boyfriend and his ex were going off and doing things together, and I'm sure that just left you feeling like, what the hell is going on?
And he's in denial about it, so I need answers.
All right, so what we're going to do is a side chick staycation setup. We usually do the staycation setup, but you want us to offer the free romantic stay to his ex-lady.
I want to see what she has to say.
Your man's name again is?
Ryan.
If Brandy says Ryan for the stay, then obviously things are happening.
Yeah.
At that point, are you ready to just break it off, or we have counselors available if you want to work on the relationship?
No, I mean, if he can't even tell me the truth, I don't want anything to do with him.
Okay, we have counseling services on standby no matter what happens, girl, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Brandy?
Yes.
Hi, Brandy. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. I was actually calling to confirm details, but to congratulate you on being our winner.
I'm not interested in, like, a scam or something like that.
Oh.
I don't know how you got my information and you know my name.
Well, that's the thing, is that we're working off of an online database. The name and number matches. We were hoping to give this to you in exchange for a review of your experience on Google and Yelp.
Okay, why did I win?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I just worked the front desk here at the Aurora Hotel. This is the name and number that matches. I guess you are an active user on Google and Yelp.
Yeah.
So because of that, we were hoping again to get a review for your stay while you're here. It's going to be top of the line, and it is romantic. I'm just calling to set up the reservation.
Okay. As long as there's no red flags or I'm going to get charged this crazy expensive thing that I didn't know.
Not at all, ma'am. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. So with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest. I want to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say.
Why don't you put, let's do it again, just like in Vegas, with an exclamation point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Now, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name to continue.
Okay, it's Ryan. You f***ing whore!
So, Brandy, legally, we gotta let you know you're actually live on the radio right now.
What?
So you're live on the radio with us, the Morning Mess, on Live 101.5. Leah's on the line.
Stupid. Who the f*** is Leah? Calling me a f***. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know who she is. You know that she's Ryan's girl. Stop.
This f*** is his girlfriend. That's what you're trying to tell me? Yeah, I'm trying to tell you that, you stupid f***. I am with him. Are you kidding me? Yes, and so you put me on the radio to set me up.
Pretty cool,
to
huh?
Find out if he's cheating on you? Are you kidding? Like, no wonder he's wanting me back. This chick sounds like a joke. I'm loving this right now.
What?
You'll sleep with anybody. You cheated on him the whole time. What makes you think you can actually keep a relationship? Your friend, you don't even know who the I am.
Oh, my God!
Okay, tell us who the heck you are.
Honestly, I mean, listen, I'm already bored with you, and it's not just me that's bored with you. It's Ryan who's bored with you as well, okay? So sorry to burst your bubble. I'm done with your and it's time for us to say goodbye.
Okay,
then bye. I mean,
do you want any answers? I mean, I understand that temperatures are really high right now, but Leah, you get a chance to find out if this has been going on for a while with your boyfriend, if this was just a one-time thing.
Obviously, history repeats itself. You guys are made for each other. Have fun.
How many times did it happen in Vegas, though? How many times?
That is nobody's business, but yes, we have hooked up, okay?
Oh, dude!
How's it nobody's business and you admit it?
Landed on her Las Vegas strip. Oh, hello.
If she wants to know, I'll be totally upfront with her. Yeah, we hooked up because he's bored with her. He's not getting what he wants from her. And
okay. But you as a woman shouldn't be okay with being the side chick in the situation. Like, haven't you been cheated on before? You know it's not fun.
It's not that I'm a side chick. I'm following his actions with doing what he wants.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, Ms. Leah.
I'm the one in the wrong here. Are you kidding me? Did you hear what she called me?
If it quacks like a duck.
It takes two to tango. So, you have fun. You have fun figuring it out with, you know, your
fingering it out. that's crass.
Ew.
All right. So, Leah, do you have anything else to say to Brandy? Want anything else to know?
No. Bye.
Okay. Brandy, you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I was going to hang up on you. Hold on. Leah?
Yeah.
Wow, well, it's what you expected.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was intense, girl. I am sorry.
I'm not going to lie. At one point, you were both yelling, and I was like, who is who?
I got anxiety. I was like,
I'm so heated.
I'm glad you could laugh. Like, you're just over the relationship then.
I don't need him in my life.
You should try women.
Why?
Why not is the better question. Am I right, Leah?
You know what? I'm not opposed.
Hello,
oh, girl.
There
oh
you
my
go.
God.
Don't listen to Joey.
You need to find a girl that's a White Claw in the streets and four locals in the sheets. You need a crazy one.
I have counseling services for Joey. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to get them.
I'll take it.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.